رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتح آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. In continuation with the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, we will continue our today's lesson with Ayah 93, inshallah ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين. Until when he reached between two mountains, now from here the third expedition started. He reached between the two mountains, and what happened? وجد من دونهما قوما. He found before near them, those two mountains, a nation. لا يكادون يفقهون قولا. A people who scarcely understood a word. قالوا يا ذا القرنين. They said, O ذو القرنين. إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض. Verily, Yajuj and Majuj are doing great mischief in the land. فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. Shall we then pay you a tribute in order that you might erect a barrier between us and them? قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ. He said that wealth, authority and power in which my Lord had established me is better than your tribute. And yes, if you want to do it, then فَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ. So help me with strength of men, meaning help me with physical strength. But I do not need money. Then what can happen? أَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَضْمًا. I will erect between you and them a barrier. How the wall will be made? Atuni zubar al hadid. Give me pieces, blocks of iron. Hatta idha sawa bayna sadafayn qala fukhu. Then when he had filled up the gap between the two mountains cliffs, he said, blow till when? Hatta idha ja'alahu nara. Then when he had made them red as fire, قَالَ آتُونِي أُفْرِغْ عَلَيْهِ قِطْرًا. He said, bring me molten copper to pour over them. What will be the result? فَمَا اسْطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ وَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا. So they, Yajuj and Majuj, could not to scale it or dig through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him do such a humongous task. And what he is saying? قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. Zulqunain said, this is a mercy from my Lord. Will it remain forever? No. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّاءَ. But when the promise of my Lord comes, he shall level it down to the ground. وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. And the promise of my Lord is ever true. Till here is the third expedition. Zulqarnain went towards north. Where did he go first? Towards west. Second expedition was towards east. And now the third is towards north. Only south is left. This tells us how big his empire was. How far he reached. We found out from Quran that it was a hilly area. It is a place towards Caucasia, and he arrived there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him so much expansion that he reached there. And what job Allah made him do? I am feeling when I am reading these ayahs that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to get his work done, then this is how He subhanahu wa ta'ala moves around people. In all these stories, you will find one similarity, that wherever a righteous person arrives, and if he is to deliver any good, then it is bound to happen. that benefit is bound to be delivered. He doesn't say it didn't happen because I was not there, or it didn't happen because I could not go there, or it will not happen because I am not in the mood of doing any good. What is our condition? A little we are out of place, we become out of mind too. If we have to travel and our reaction is that whatever we are doing will be delayed or will be left, when these things are not part of our plans, then we do not get the opportunity to. But the reality is that although if a person of Iman might be trying to create a barrier between people and the trials of this world, or he might be creating a barrier in their minds by getting them connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, which prevent them from the trials coming towards them. But he never stops working. I envy this man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his name in Quran, and it is not a small thing. He was just a king, not even a prophet. He is not even mentioned as very religious or righteous man, but he was a just man. This is actually a message for us till the end of the world, that Islam is not against means and resources. Islam can be spread with the use of wealth, and Islam can be spread through preaching, and also it can be spread through swords. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created different people in this world and make them responsible of different tasks. Every person is bound to finish his assigned work, and then he will leave this world. Do a good dua for yourself that, Ya Allah, the way he was made beneficial for the humanity, make us too. The bigger du'as you will do for yourself, the bigger opportunity and tawfiq you will get, inshallah ta'ala. Never think, I cannot do it as I do not have the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I gave him means, so Allah can give them to anyone. If he could go places so many years ago, and now world is a global village, make big plans for yourself that, Ya Allah, we have to spread this message of yours to every remote corner of this world. This will benefit the humanity too. You will say, how can we go? But you can tell people, you can convey the message. Like I am talking and thinking, how many people I know? In which part of the world do I know people? Is there any part of the world where there is no way for them to learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen? Can't I get them connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen through this net? You will see so many deeds which we have in our hands, and yet we do not do them. We are so satisfied, happy, it doesn't matter. Someone else will do it. So much time we have on our hands, we will do it later. They will not accept it, will not believe it. They do not have wish or desire for it. They do not listen. That's the end, and we give up. Then all of our excuses are proven right. Please do not do that. If we will be beneficial for others in this world now, only then someone will do dua for us after we leave this world. فَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. Whoever benefit people will be saved. People do earn rewards just by making good intentions. Only few get the opportunity to do work. In this story, we saw that a nation who had no means were bothered by Yajuj and Majuj. And in order to save themselves from them, they requested Zulqarnain, and for that, they offered him money in exchange to build a wall. Saddain, here it meant mountains. Saddan, to close. Closing any means. It seems like wherever these people were, they needed a wall there, as there were mischiefs on the other side. So they requested for a wall, that if he made a wall for them, then they will be protected. Zulqarnain agreed, and he refused the money he was offered for the wall. قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٍ. What this teaches? This tells us about his contentment. He was a king, but was not greedy for wealth. And in contrast, it is often observed that whoever get blessings of this world in abundance, their hearts become stingy. Whoever gets more than they need, they struggle to get more. If someone gets a piece of land, then he wants to add more. If he get resources, then he wants to have more of them too. But Zulqarnain is saying, no, whatever I got is enough. If it would have been someone else, then he would have bargained for that piece of land or put a flag in his accomplishments with his name. Not just goodwill of the people without any personal gain. And these are the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rise above their own personal interests and they do one-sided favors for the humanity. They do not expect anything in return, but request it just for a manpower. فَعَيْنُونِ From A'un, Ayn, Waw, Noon. وَاسْتَعِينُ To help with manpower. Here it is a very fine point to be noted, that it is not necessary that money can be helpful everywhere and every time. People are needed too. He needed labor work, as stuff had to be moved, and he needed help for that. Sometimes people think, since we are giving away money for religious affairs, so our responsibility is fulfilled. But remember, you will not need money everywhere. You will not be able to get the work done with money, which you can get done with people. You can have undisclosed amount of money in your bank, but if you do not have manpower to get your work done, then you will not be able to get your work done. Sometimes you have people willing to work, but no money. Then what happens? Then big walls are created in between enemy and themselves. Here making a wall is mentioned in order to be protected from Yajuj and Majuj. An incident happened in Prophet ﷺ's life too. When he had to dig a trench which Muslims made in Medina for their defense, Aap ﷺ did not have any money. He did not have any bank account, but he had committed companions. He had committed people who were willing to work no matter what. People to get out to defend Allah's deen in a condition when they have stones tied on their stomachs. These type of people are the ones who are productive for deen. A sahabi came to Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have stone tied on my stomach. Can you imagine how hungry he might have been? Then Aap ﷺ, being the example of the best leader, said, see, I have two stones tied on my stomach. Allahu Akbar. See, the day you do little heavy work, then you experience more hunger. Every day we eat when it is time, and we do not want to eat late. But that day, your stomach tells you that he is hungry. It feels like as if your intestines are being cut. When did we sacrifice our hunger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen? Do we have any such sacrifices in our lives? Do we restrain ourselves from hunger and thirst so we could benefit the humanity? Volunteering your services yourself is sometimes better than donating few dollars. You will not be able to get every kind of work done by giving money. For example, you have certain skills and you utilize your skills somewhere and do not take anything or money in exchange. Or even take money in exchange, as sometimes the reward remains the same even if any compensation is taken. But your skill helped that person. And in contrast, more money might be given to someone else, but that person does not have the expertise you have, or he does not deserve that work. Then that work will not be get done. So for that reason, sometimes people who offer themselves for the services surpass those who offer just their money. And you see what we love the most among our possessions? You will say, how can we know? Our kids, our wealth, jewelry, etc. It is so simple to find out. If a thief comes to your house and demands your gold bangles on gunpoint, Will you give him those bangles and will save your life or not? We love our life. It is said we love our kids. That's a lie, because we love ourselves more. If we have just our life, then we have everything in this world. So, more than even our kids, more than our wealth, more than our honor, more than anything, we worry about our lives. When life is at stake, then mother throw their own children so she could save herself. Whoever give away this life for her rub, whether worrying about the humanity or putting her utmost struggle in his path, then it is not possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not be appreciative of her. She will find out at the day of judgment and she can say, Ya Allah, I had no worry in the world besides worrying about the work of deen being done. Not to worry about sleep, hunger, thirst, food, finishing their life by sacrificing all desires. See, when someone is free and lives an aimless life, then she manipulates herself with clothes, their designs, their color schemes. She stays busy with it, taking care of this body all day long, just made out of mud. See your body, it is a heap of mud, and it will go in the mud. We can do whatever to take care of it, but ultimately it will go in the mud. And that time is very close by. The day it will come when our voices will not be here no more. Our ears will not be there to hear. Our hands will not be here to write. The heart which demand whatever he desires will not be there. But if we did any work, it will stay here. The struggles we did, if done truly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will stay. And all the profits we made purely just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stay behind. This will be done only by someone who does not need any appreciation, who do not have to urge to be prominent, to get noticed. They do not want admiration of any sort. They work selfless. They do not exercise self-projection. They do not pity themselves. And they are not at all self-centered. Who are they? We worry about ourselves all the time. So we, and I am the first among us, have to make a commitment that Ya Allah, help us to such work which stay behind after we are gone. So till a child is born, a mother goes through so much with her life. Her child sucks her blood the 9 months he stays inside her, and he takes her body's strength. Then she nurses him for 2 years. This is how he takes his mother's life. And later in their life, they cause problems for her. Illa mashallah. Even if they do not bother that much, but their responsibilities have to be fulfilled all through her life. Then one child is ready. What if we did not take care of his deen and character? Then it is quite possible that he will not give us anything in return tomorrow. Kids are blessings, and whoever is granted this blessing, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them coolness of their parents' eyes. But we have to rise above this and have to think, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ فَأَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةِ. And when someone has power and he does not spend in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path, is like if someone asks something we possess and he has the knowledge of the possession, but we still hid from him and we refuse to give. What value that person has about whom it is obvious that he had something and he refuses to give? Yes, it will be a different story if the other person is not aware of the fact that we actually have that thing he wanted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his eyes even what's hidden inside our hearts. Whatever we keep hidden and save for ourselves, our Rabb's eyes are on it too. Do not save this body and soul. When you will break this in your Rabb's path, He subhanahu wa ta'ala will like it and appreciate it. He does not like whole hearts. He likes your broken hearts. Hearts which are broken from this world, from its uncertainty. Qalban salima, a complete heart for a Rabb only. Imagine if these people would not have helped him, then was it possible to construct that wall? Radma, a thick wall, thick layers. We also learned that if a person has desires to do any job, no matter how pure his intentions are, he will not be able to do anything if he does not have means to do it. There are many people who left this world, had intentions and desires to do so much, but they did not get means. So will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waste the rewards of their intentions? People only see the obvious efforts done by someone, but our Rabb knows the ones which someone could not do, and his desires go to the grave with him. He can say, Ya Allah, I did whatever I could. You tell me, what could I have done? Whatever I had it is out and open. And if you wanted more from me, you could have made me do it. I did my share, and now ask others about their share. Atuni zubar al hadid, give me pieces of iron. Zubara, pieces. And from it is zabur, small, small rhymes were in it. Give me pieces, al hadid, of iron. From it, just feel what kind of technology would have been in those days. Even nowadays, a wall cannot be made in between the mountains. It looks like a sequence or series of mountains and a pass in between, maybe couple of feet wide. He filled that gap by melting iron, then adding sheets of iron in it, and on top put pieces of melted iron. The way it is worked in steel mills even today. It created a mountain type mount. Even by reading it is so amazing to think how it must have happened, as it seem against the wisdom. But if any one of you travel to Egypt, then you see the pyramids there. You will find out. There were such equipment of construction, which are even unthinkable today. I had the opportunity to witness them. If you look up, they are like man-made mountains, made of very slim bricks, feel like small pieces put on top of each other. Although no bodies allowed inside them, but it is known that there are big rooms inside. The ancient kings used to make will that their stuff is to be buried along with them. As their belief was that when they will wake up in the next world, they will need all that stuff. Later, all the gold and silver was removed, and now these hollow mud pyramids are best in saving their economy. Lot of tourists go there, so you can relate that very well. With that wall, قَالَ آتُونِي أُفْرِغْ عَلَيْهِ قِطْرًا. Qitr is melted copper. It froze whenever it was poured. فَمَسْطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ. Now they dare not come here. They do not have strength to do it. As you know, there were no big cranes or lifts. And do you know with what they got their work done? From slaves. Their machines were those slaves. They used to make stand one on top of the other. This is also never-ending story of injustice. You read about the family of Pharaoh, that how they made Bani Israel their slave and made them do big buildings. You must have heard mentioned this in Quran. Then the buildings made in the era of Sulaiman alayhi salam, humans used to do it. And there is more delicacy in human hand. If you witness the old buildings, such fine glass work that it is hard to fathom. Even machines do not do that fine craftsmanship. وَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقُبًا. And Yajuj and Majuj could not to scale it or dig through it. نَقُبًا is make a hole or dig through. What we understand that when an effort was made, a teamwork was done, a collective effort was made to close the doors of mischiefs. Yajuj and Majuj is in fact a trial which will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prisoned them and they will stay there and cannot get out from there. Their mischiefs were well known. Who were they? We will talk a little about them. Yajuj and Majuj were two brothers. A wild nation lives in northeast side of the world and from that side used to attack Europe. Some say they are from Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's son Yafis descendants. Three sons came with Nuh alayhi salam in the boat. Sam, Ham and Yafis. So whatever people we see nowadays, they are the descendants of these three. So Yajuj and Majuj were from Yafis descendants. Many things about them we get from authentic narrations from the major signs of near day of judgment. One is of the coming of Yajuj and Majuj. 10 big signs will appear on this earth and then the day of judgment will come. One of those trials is of Yajuj and Majuj. Let's see in the light of few narrations. You can also share them with your kids according to their age level, as kids like to listen stories. And remember, things like this, we should always take the most authentic narrations. I will give some points and will try my best to give the references along, inshallah ta'ala. First, you can take these ayahs of Surah Al-Kahf from ayah 92 to 96, that Yajuj and Majuj used to do mischiefs in their area. And upon the request of the people there, Zulqarnain made a wall to stop them and prison them. From another surah of Quran, Suratul Anbiya, we also found out about them. In ayah 96 and 97, it is told that when Yajuj and Majuj will be opened near day of judgment, then they will attack the whole world. حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ وَاقْتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ الْحَقُّ فَإِذَا هِيَ شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا بَلْ كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ Until when Yajuj and Majuj are let loose from their barrier and they swoop down from every mound, and the true promise, day of resurrection, shall draw near of fulfillment. Then, when mankind is resurrected from their graves, you shall see the eyes of the disbelievers fixed, staring in horror. They will say, "Woe to us! We were indeed heedless of this. Nay, but we were zalimeen, the wrongdoers." So that's how we learn that they will attack. Yajuj and Majuj are prisoned behind a wall, and in order to escape from there, they are trying day and night to dig the wall. But when the next day they return, they find the wall like before. The day they will return home after saying inshallah, then the next day they will be successful in making a hole in the wall. Allahu Akbar. Yajuj and Majuj will die in the disease of the neck. Yajuj and Majuj will be that great in number that animals will become very fat after eating their dead bodies. All these things are mentioned in a long narration by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu from Ibn Majah in Kitabul Fitn, Fitnai Dajjal and Kharuj-e Isa Ibn Maryam. You can read it from there, volume 2nd and page 3308. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that Yajuj and Majuj dig the wall every day. When they dig till they could spot the rays of the sun, their king ordered them to go back. Rest we will dig tomorrow. So they return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned the wall to its original form. When their imprisonment period will finish, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want them to be visible for the world, then they will dig the wall until they could see the rays of the sun. Then their king will tell them, "Let's go now, and the rest we will dig tomorrow, inshallah." After saying Inshallah, when they will return the next day, they will find the wall in the same condition they left it the previous day. They will start digging again and will exit out, will finish water. People will take refuge in their castles, meaning no one will come out. Then they will throw their arrows towards sky, which will fall back on earth bloody. By looking at them, they will say that they made to surrender the people of earth and overcame the people of sky too. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create worms in their necks, with what they will die. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, I swear by whom in his hand is my life. The animals and cattle of the earth will become very fat after eating their meat and fat. This narration is from Ibn Majah. From this we learn that they will be humans, but will be strange creatures like wild animals. Then after Dajjal's murder in Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's caliphate, Yajuj and Majuj will get out. Their number will be that great that half of them will finish the water of Sea of Galilee. Allahu Akbar. Will finish seas. If you think, then don't you feel scared? Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will take all Muslims on Mount Tur, according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During that period, Yajuj and Majuj will murder the rest of the people. After murdering people of the earth, they will throw their arrows towards the sky. When they will find it bloody, then they will say that we kill the creatures of sky too. These are from Sahih Muslim. And they will be killed finally. Some kind of birds will come. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will supplicate that, Ya Allah, the smell is so bad now. What should we do? As the result of his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send such birds on earth whose necks will be like big, big camels, and they will take away their dead bodies. They will throw them where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to be. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down such a rain which will reach to every house and every tent and will wash away the earth. So much so that it will clean it from every type of smell like a garden. It is a narration from Sahih Muslim. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, trial of Yajuj and Majuj will be very destructive. See how many trials are yet to come. Even today, the trend of the world does not look that good. But when all this come, then they will feel death so close. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, the day of judgment will come on the worst of creation. Every day there will be a new trial. If saved from the one, then will face the other one. A narration from Hazrat Zainab ibn Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha, wife of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. She narrated that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam woke up from his sleep and Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's face was red. Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, La ilaha illallah. Destruction is for Arabs because of a trial which is near. Today there is a hole in the wall of Yajuj and Majuj. And he showed with his index finger and thumb while circling it. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha said, O Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, will we be killed in the presence of the righteous? Meaning, the righteous people will be alive and we will be killed? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, No, instead we'll be killed when evil will be so common. It is a narration from Ibn Majah. It is said, they will get out and their mischief making will be that they will do bloodshed and will not leave anyone on this earth except them. And they are from the children of Adam alayhi salam. Ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, narrating from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that Yajuj and Majuj are from the children of Adam alayhi salam, if they were sent down in the population, then they would have destroyed the people's means of living. It is a narration from Tabrani. Sometimes people take names of different nations that they are Yajuj and Majuj. This is not true, because they will come in Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's time. How can you assume about the nation which is already here? In authentic narrations, their appearance has also been mentioned. Their faces will be wide and fat, small eyes, hair will be reddish black. It is also an authentic narration from Tibrani. It is said that Prophet ﷺ said in his sermon, "You are saying that we do not have enemy no more? Whereas you will keep on doing jihad with your enemy till Yajuj and Majuj will come out of wide face, small eyes and reddish black hair. They will be running from every height. مِن كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ And their faces will be fat like leather-filled shield. This narration is from Musnad Ahmad and Tabrani. Now you can assess yourself what yet have to happen in this world. Now you see they will be from generation. They will not be like us, but will be from generation like us. And in the times of these mischiefs, there is only one way out, and that is the Book of Allah. We get from different narrations that lot of mischiefs will come. And companions of Prophet ﷺ asked, then what will be the way out from those mischiefs? Prophet ﷺ said, connect yourself with Allah's book. Even today, besides all the mischiefs of the world, why you have inner peace? And when you have that peace, that is when you get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never take this shade away. Shaitan will want to snatch these blessings away from us, but this is a shield to protect ourselves from the era of mischiefs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this shade more stronger every day. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Let's listen to تلاوة of the ayahs as heart is very heavy.
حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروا وما استطاعوا له نقبا